You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location. Dustin Hawkinsmith here from Penn Live. I've got your four Penn State talking points for Monday, June 20th. We're coming out of a busy recruiting weekend on campus for Penn State. The month of June, with the way the new recruiting calendar takes shape, should most often be a busy recruiting month for the Penn State program. Of course, on Friday, it was highlighted by a new commitment in the 2023 class from Tyreek Blanding, who's a three-star defensive tackle from Christ the King Regional in Middle Village, New York. He's listed around 6'3", around 290 pounds. Really good, sturdy frame as a starting point for that defensive tackle position. A lot of times you don't see a guy with that kind of length and that kind of weight at this point in high school. And remember, he's still got one more season to go in New York. Got good power and explosion. You saw him in his film being lined up inside and outside. Pretty quick out of his stance. Pretty explosive and powerful. And I think the thing that really stands out about his game, in addition to that, is he plays with a lot of effort and energy, a high motor kind of guy. So you put all those things together and you can see the makings here are in place to be a really good player at the next level. He's going to need to add some polish to his game. You see him a lot of times winning just by being bigger, stronger, and faster than his competition. That's not always going to be the case at the next level. So he's got to add some polish, and he's got to use his hands better. He's got to develop a few more pass rush type moves. The bull rush that he uses so often in high school isn't going to work on a down-to-down basis at the next level. But you get the idea that the framework is here for Tyreek Blanding to be a nice player at the next level. And Penn State has developed along the defensive line as well as any other position in their program under John Scott Jr. Now, he's commitment number 13 in Penn State's 23 class. He's the first true interior defensive lineman to join the fold, though some do believe that Matthias Mega Barnwell could ultimately end up at defensive tackle. He began his recruitment. He committed to Penn State. He decommitted. He returned and committed again to Penn State. Started as a tight end. Now you see him at around the 6'6", 250-pound range. A really unique athlete, though his ending point remains to be found. It could be on the offensive line, could be on the defensive line. But here we get Tyreek Blanding, the first defensive lineman in the class, interior guy. Part of a busy recruiting weekend on campus. Also part of a busy week that included the commitment of four-star wide receiver Yazeed Haynes last Sunday, as well as the decommitment of three-star offensive lineman Joshua Miller on Monday. He flipped to Georgia. Through all that, Penn State's class of 2023 now stands at 13 commitments, ranks number 4 nationally in the 24/7 sports team rankings. While Tyreek Blanding was the only commit of the class, he wasn't the only news to come from the recruiting weekend. Penn State also got Brashear four-star edge rusher Tamir Robinson on campus for an official visit. He left without committing to Penn State, but he did set a decision date on Sunday. His announcement will come on July 15th. He told 24/7 Sports that he plans to cut his list to 3 as soon as the graphic comes together for that. The timing on this one figures to be an okay piece of news for Penn State. He visits campus, and as he leaves, he sets a decision date as if he's gotten most of the information he needs to try to whittle his pick down to 1. Looks like we could have a Penn State-Michigan State head-to-head battle on this one. Unique, talented player. He's around 6'5", 220 pounds. He once played safety. He brings that kind of quickness and athleticism to the edge. He's the number one player in Pennsylvania in PennLive's 2023 rankings. He's also listed listed as the number 13 edge rusher and the number 135 player overall in the 24/7 Sports composite rankings. Given the talent, given the position, and given where he's coming from in the state of Pennsylvania, Tamir Robinson, an important target in Penn State's 2023 class. It'll be about 3 weeks until Penn State finds out whether they are going to win this recruitment or not. Once again, Penn State, Michigan State looks like a battle for this one for Tamir Robinson. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Have questions? Visit us at Curaleaf.com or stop in to see us at any of our locations, including our new State College dispensary located at 1248 South Atherton Street. Let's talk medical marijuana and let our confidence become yours. Two other names to watch coming out of the recruiting weekend. One is King Mack. He's on Crystal Ball Watch as a Florida prospect, teammate of current Penn State commit Conrad Hussey. They're both safeties for St. Thomas Aquinas in Florida. Penn State got King Mack on campus for an official visit this past weekend, and I think action should be expected relatively soon in his recruitment. The team at 24/7 Sports, they were filing crystal ball picks in favor of Penn State in advance of this past weekend. King Mack did not ultimately pull the trigger on a commitment, but did get a chance to see the Penn State campus, hear from the Penn State coaching staff, meet all those guys in person. Penn State's 4-for-4 in Mack's predictions on 24/7 Sports. He's listed as a 4-star in the 24/7 Sports composite rankings. He's 5'11", 180 pounds. He's a little undersized for that position, but you can see on the frame that he can grow into that, be 5'11", 200, 205 pounds. He can run and hit. He and Conrad Hussey both playing key roles in the middle of the defense for a team that won a Florida 7A state title last season, a really good program at St. Thomas Aquinas. You figure getting both 4-star safeties from that program could be a good thing in Penn State's 2023 class. Took his official visit. He's one to watch in terms of being the next domino to fall potentially in Penn State's class. Another potential domino worth watching is at the running back position. London Montgomery was on campus this past weekend. He, like King Mack, did not commit on the spot, but a decision could be coming at some point soon, early in the summer, from him. He's a 4-star running back from Scranton Prep. He's listed as the number 29 running back in the country, number 7 player in Pennsylvania in the 24/7 Sports composite rankings. He's 5'11", about 180 pounds. Penn State does not have a running back in this class. Still has several on its board. Two to watch are London Montgomery and Treyon Webb, and it figures maybe it's a race for one of those two to commit first. Doesn't look like the kind of class that Penn State will take two running backs unless the second one is an absolutely must-take regardless. Took two running backs in the 2022 class in Nick Singleton and Katron Allen. They figure to be building blocks for a long time. The depth chart is very, very well stocked with five former 4-star plus players on campus already. So London Montgomery, Treyon Webb, two names to watch. Montgomery being the in-state Pennsylvania guy, being that he was on campus last weekend, looks like a pretty solid bet to be the one who emerges as a Penn State commit. Hasn't done that yet. Once again, we had a 24/7 Sports crystal ball file for him going into the weekend. That came from Brian Doan. He did that with medium confidence, and it's the only prediction so far. So the timeline for London Montgomery is a little spotty at this point, but Penn State high on that list, and he's high on their list as well in their search for a running back in the 2023 class. Thanks for tuning into this edition of the Blue White Breakdown. As always, be sure to follow along the daily Penn State podcast from Penn Live. Those can be found anywhere podcasts are, and you can find everything else we do at pennlive.com/PennStateFootball, and we'll see you next time on the Blue White Breakdown. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location.